see if you like any of the books. Something
Sure thing.
also school.
What?
JBL on the wall.
I think that's cute.
Move the meeting room and bring that laptop in. Suck the internet dry.
Dat is gewoon stoer. Hij is niet altijd, snel.
Net dan.
Nee, gewoon alles. Ik krijg net een half minuut af van die site komen en die informatie ontstaan.
Yeah. You should speak in.
Okay, welcome everyone to our next meeting. Busy writing, busy leading the meeting, but I've prepared a little presentation once again, or at least an agenda. I think the biggest part of the presentation will be on your side. We are here at the conceptual design meeting, which is hereby opened. Once again, I will try to write some minutes, which I just from the previous meeting placed inside our project folder, which was quite some typing. Today we once again have three presentations, if I'm right, and after that we will take a decision on the remote control concepts, and just as the last time, we have 40 minutes to accomplish that. Okay, well, I'd say let's start with the first presentation, in the same order as last time. Okay. Oh, take it away.
Bling.
Okay. Welcome.
Yo. Components design. First of all, I'd like to comment on some of those things. I elaborated some of the things I did. I elaborated on the concept. What should be said about the components, its properties, and what kind of material should we use to make one of those remote controls. Well, first of all, I've subtracted some of the components that are used from what the remote controls form. First of all, the case, the surrounding of the remote control. I would like to give you an idea of how I thought about. Sure, I've gone there. Okay, the case is made from rubber, I suppose. It's one of the. Because when you use a remote control, a lot of people will drop their remote control on the brake because the titanium was also an option. But it's a very expensive material. Rubber is, I think, the best suitable material to use for our for a remote control. It's also possible to create fancy colors with rubber. Rubber makes it easy to let itself color. Titanium, you have to paint it, and with that, it's possible to scratch it or make it ugly. Rubber, the total piece of rubber that's used to make the case is the same color, so if you scratch it, it's still the same color. Perhaps it's a little bit damaged, but it's a very strong material. I had an idea, it's single covered, curved, sorry, it's single curved. So it's two-dimensional. I think it's best to draw green.
It's a color.
New
forward
plane. Okay. Let's make it a black. Okay. I thought of an idea like this. Oh, not that. It also looks nice when it's on your table. So you get it doesn't lay flat down on the table, but it stands.
What's a side view?
Side view, yes, a side view. So I'm not technically good at 3D modeling, but it's just an idea I had. So it's very so it also looks nice when it's on the table. The graphical user interface and the buttons. We also thought about that already. I thought about the LCD touchscreen. Which is it's easy to clean too. One of the great advantages of the LCD screens, just use some Clossex or another cleaning, some cleaning stuff. And it should be made of strong plastic, and it should be bright. Well, I already explained some properties of that material. And I think, we also almost concluded about that. This should be our button component. So that's all about the buttons. Batteries, we also thought about that already, will be chargeable with an option for a mount station, so you can put the remote control in a mount station so it charges itself up instead of plugging it in or something like that. Questions?
No.
And they should be long lasting, not be empty in about 2 minutes or 3 minutes or 40 minutes of use. And next step is the chip, the component that makes or transmits the signal to the television. There was an option to use a rather simple chip, but I think because of our highly requiring requirements. There should be an advanced chip in it with also the ability to facilitate speech recognition, which unfortunately is still in a test phase. So there should be some more investigation on that side. My personal preference is, I also overheard in the last meeting that we should use our own business colors. That was correct, wasn't it? Okay. I think they are rather boring for use with rubber.
Well, business colors, I thought it was the slogan and the corporate image. So yeah.
Okay,
the
they should be in mind, wasn't
but
it?
But I don't think you have to make the entire thing in
there. Okay, so it doesn't says to have the slogan.
It must be recognizable.
Okay. Well, that's possible, of course. Could make the
R&R
on top of the machine. So they are pretty boring, I suggest, because if the availability with rubber to make fantastic colors and also in a lot of possible colors, so it's possible to make very fancy remote controls, which people in which people will find their interesting, and will buy them faster when they look the same old grey or black colors. As I said before, rubber is impossible to damage severely. Instead of, of course, you can break it when you break it. For example, with a pair of scissors or something like that. But if you drop it, it's not broken right away. Instead of using plastic, hard plastic, or titanium. And I personally liked the single curved remote control because it, yeah, makes sense. Okay. Well, that's all about my my findings.
So I thought a little bit about the interface, how it should look, and we determined that there will not be no buttons, but only an LCD screen, so I had to look on that. And the design is therefore based on what we just thought of. First, there are some new findings and new technology for speech recognition, and this is that you ask. You give a question through the device, and it answers you. And they already put this in a coffee maker, and so that you say "Good morning, coffee maker," and it says to you back, "Good morning, Joe," or what's your name. This is an easy way to program that. You say "Record" into the device, into the speaker, and then you say the question, and 3 seconds later you say the answer. And then when you say the question, it gives you the answer. Perhaps it's useful because people lose the remote, they can yell, "Remote, where are you?" And you know, the calls or something. And perhaps we could implement that. And then I have to go out of the presentation because I tried to make some kind of idea of how it should look like, but I can't draw, so don't make too much of it. I try to the LCD screen. I thought at least the icon for the volume. I don't know if there's an icon for the program, but yeah. So and then the buttons button below, a mute button, also recognizable as an icon.
What's the button for 2 digits?
I forgot that one. I thought I forgot something, but and the numbers. It should be a bit larger, I think. It's not really on scale and so forth. An options button. And I thought the button with TV text apart because it's not really options, I think. It's options of the settings of the remote and of the TV and that kind of thing. You could call it settings or something. But this is a bit how I thought. And the LCD somewhere in the remote. Perhaps it could be more curvy, the remote, perhaps. So that it's better in your hand or something. But microphone for the speech recognition if you want to implement that. And then if you press the options button, then we have an example of. And then you should get the other options with what you could do. And that you could do with something like this. And it's also, I think we discussed earlier. That older people don't really want to use these extra settings, and older people also don't really want to use this kind of option menus. So they want to use one button and then something happens, and not choose with this kind of. And you could put a little scrolling device on the side of your remote, so you could scroll across these things. That's an option. And that was my.
Team members presentation.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something about trend watching.
the trends from the past years, what people like, what youngsters like, what elderly people liked, about shapes, colors, material and stuff. The method I used was, like I thought, I watched the trends from the past years about color, shapes, material they wanted from elderly and young people, so we can keep that in mind for designing the device itself. Finally, I made. The most important thing people liked last year was that the remote control should be look fancy. The second important thing that should be innovative, okay, like the LCD screen, that's quite innovative, so that should be great meaning for this. And the third thing is it should be easy to use. I think with only one menu for button, channel, volume, it should also be enough for easy to use. The personal preferences for the young people, they liked fruity colors like banana yellow, strawberry red and stuff.
Grass green.
Yeah, like that. The round shapes and soft materials like the rubber. It should be soft, it should be feeling spongy or some SpongeBob like things.
Let's build into a sponge.
Elderly people like colors which are being seen in the autumn, like wood, dark brown, red, deep red and stuff. They liked square shapes with round edges. And hard materials like wood, titanium, those kind of materials they liked. This is a bit like the young people's like, the fruity colors. Innovative, all the colors you see, the blue, the red, the white, the yellow, that stuff. And then I personally thought the front side of the shape should be something for the youngsters, like this or something. It's a bit like a banana, and the color should be yellow or something. And for the elderly people, just plain old, because we decided to have two kind of remotes, two designs, or was it two colors?
One
different
remote.
Colors, yeah. We should decide whether it's going to be with round shapes, I think, like my colleague you said, is that even better, or for the elderly people something like the iPod or something with round squares, simple but easy to use. So that's it. That
the
is
older people are more traditional.
Yeah, like the older colors.
You could change the colors, because also the better
yeah.
Which shape you should.
Yeah, I guess changing colors will be easier than changing
the shape of
the shape.
Perhaps you could find something in the middle.
Yeah.
Round
so
but square.
Round corners but square.
Yeah.
Maybe then both groups will buy.
Yeah.
If you do it a square with round corners but a little in the middle with
like this.
a bit.
Yeah.
So it's a bit square, but it's also a bit round.
Like a beer glass.
So, but then.
I know what you mean.
Same size.
It's also easy to put in your hand.
Yeah, but it's also how other remotes are shaped, so that's that's a good thing. So that's easy to choose. People know the.
You recognize that's a remote control.
What
else on your?
Look, something like that. The autumn colors like red, brown, they like the wood a lot. So maybe we could give it like a wooden look or something.
Kind of
old color and a bit old school style, Renaissance, medieval kind of
things. So it works.
Yeah, those kind of things. So you see the big difference between the young people, fresh, exciting, and old people.
So that's
old and boring.
It's easy to do with the color.
Yeah, I think it's easier to do in color than in shape.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you have to get different shapes, and colors is way easier than shapes. And material, rubber. Rubber is, like I said, young people like more soft materials, like spongy ones, and the old people like plain wood.
Yeah.
Mm. So we have to decide if we're going to use real hard rubber or soft rubber.
Yeah.
Do that.
also in between.
Yeah,
okay.
Soft rubber,
yes.
we can feel
yeah,
it.
I know, but
you have the like a eraser or something. That's a bit, you
yeah.
can press it in or something harder.
Mm.
But like this kind of rubber.
Yeah, something like this, yeah.
This quite hard.
Yeah, it's quite hard, but you can press it in.
Yeah.
It feels kind of spongy.
I think it's wrong. You should first decide about shape, I think.
Yeah, I think
that
thing.
Then you can fit the LCD screen in it. So you can decide.
I also can't help but notice that you used you had a remote control, but had the LCD screen was rather small.
Yeah,
yeah,
the LCD screen should be.
This was your size,
yeah.
But I think it should be larger.
Yeah, three quarter of the.
Yeah, three quarters. So you don't have to put your.
Yeah, but it won't get that small
mm-hmm.
when the LCD is like this.
So when you get this. kind of like this?
Mm-hmm.
Or should it be larger?
Larger.
Larger because you want to
yeah.
put your hand.
Because
now you can put your hand there, and then you won't touch the screen.
Yeah,
so
yeah
okay,
true.
Your thumb here.
But not on the screen because.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
an idea.
Because when you put your.
Yeah,
but if you make the LCD screen as large as the remote control itself, you'll always get some.
You always touch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to be very greasy and stuff.
But you won't get that small because you have how much? 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 buttons on the screen.
Yeah.
1, 2, 0.
And you don't want it too
digits.
Small. How, yeah, how large?
You have to, because some fat people with thick fingers press 3 buttons at the same time.
Well, if you want to make it international, Japanese people get a rather small hands.
Yeah, true. But
yeah,
we have a zoom option, right?
Zoom option? Of course, yeah. You can make it larger with
yeah.
the accompanying. A greater field to push the button.
Yeah. And we won't include a pen or something to point. We want to do with our fingers, right?
Your fingers, yeah. You want because
you
if you lose the pen,
yeah,
if you lose the pen, you
lose
the pen, you can't
use
it.
With
the
fingers.
Yeah.
Finger.
Yeah. I think this is a good size for the screen. I don't know how large the actual remote should be.
Maybe we have to add a tissue.
You can do whatever. Any
soft
clone.
Yeah. You can okay, well maybe if I can interrupt you, maybe I should show some points on which we should take a decision, so we can discuss these points. What are those points? Energy? Question mark. How should we supply the thing with energy, and how are we going to do a separate docking station and put accus in it? Chip on print and case, those are points my coach advised me to discuss here. Do you have ideas about them?
I think
any
more batteries
and
a docking
station. Yeah.
Yeah?
So the first point, we
include rechargeable batteries,
yeah.
which you can recharge
yeah.
through a docking station.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
if the batteries are dead,
I kind of
like
your
change
it.
Hey, you got some of those. Wireless mice.
Yeah,
mice.
Yeah.
Good of mice. Kind of like those kind of batteries.
But it should be acting normal batteries,
normal plain batteries
yeah.
you buy at the supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
Well, should be rechargeable
yeah.
Yeah.
batteries.
And what was with the chip on print?
The chip on print? You get chip on print with a simple
scope.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how does it work with the LCD screen? Instead of
you're all in the Yeah, sure, of course.
Or so. I don't know what we have to decide about that.
Yeah, well, it's a good question. It was in there and I didn't.
Well,
And it
chip
just
on
makes
print,
my.
I think what they mean with the regular rubber buttons that you got, it's always clear for the remote control when you press a certain button. But when you got an LCD screen
Yeah.
with no, the buttons are not always on the same place. For example, if you enlarge the button or if you got several options appearing on your screen, coordinations aren't always the same. When you've got a regular button, the button on standby is always on the same
Yeah,
place,
well,
and you got on
pretty clear that LCD screen is more advanced than a normal
Yeah.
brickpad, so that's not any discussion, I think.
No, you need some kind of CPU, I guess.
I suppose so.
I don't think
It is a simple CPU, but it has.
Yeah, okay, but I don't know if your it's
Yeah, my
quite a
copy
simple
has
LCD.
to.
Yeah, it's quite a simple LCD screen. I think they don't need that big
But
of a CPU.
the remote control has to know whether you're in the settings menu or you just want to turn up the volume.
Yeah, okay, true. True.
So it has to have some kind of calculation unit on CPU to know in which state you are and which button you are pressing at the right moment.
Because we're projecting the buttons on the LCD screen.
And the touch screen makes it possible to get coordination of your finger on the screen.
The case, yeah, we already discussed the case, we wanted to make it from rubber and
But the hardware and this and the software and
Hardware, I think, is really easy to handle, to wear.
It bounces back
Yeah, different colors.
Yeah, this
So G shapes is something between square shapes with rubber color called and a round shape. No, I don't think. I think it's more round than square.
Yeah, it's a bit, but I
So
think it
it
should be
reads.
a bit longer.
I think it reads more the young people than the older people.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I
that's
think
what
so
we wanted, huh?
Yeah, that's our target.
It's a main target, yeah.
Lower than 40 years, I think.
And how about my idea of making it one single curve?
Oh, yeah, that's
So
what I think. I thought that was quite.
because it's a gadget and you want to show it off, of course.
Yeah, fancy design then. Right.
If you put it on the table, what else is screen? You don't have putting it getting in there, you can put it next to you and then type it in.
Yeah, that's
It's cool. It's not easy.
So you got that down, you got a single curved rubber, fancy color,
You can't.
remote control.
You can't. Oh, you can draw it on the paper and then fill
Yeah.
it on the.
Yeah, you can do
Yeah.
that.
And draw it on the rooms or on the server.
What about the user interface? There are also some questions about the concept, I think. You have some ideas.
Yeah,
You showed the
this
drawing.
one. I should look at it again. I miss a few buttons, but. Well. At least, you should also have an. I just remembered and I meant to go back to the first. But if you touch options,
Yeah,
you
yeah,
can't go
well.
back to this right away now. This.
Isn't it better to have the sound and the channel buttons horizontal?
I don't know.
With the minus and the
I
plus?
think
I think
it's.
it's
I don't
easier.
know. I thought it was easier to handle this way, but I don't know what they think.
Sorry?
Would you like the buttons? Horizontal or vertical?
Or sound and
Yeah.
Depends on the screen. If you make the screen vertical, it doesn't matter. If you make it in a rectangle.
Well, if we make it like this,
Yeah, so
I think if you put it like this.
square. It should.
I think it's easier to have it. It's not too hard. Button minus here, plus over here, minus here, plus over here,
I thought,
and on here.
Yeah.
All the buttons, and on here, the top, the
Yeah.
options.
But I think
And then you
I.
have something like the P over here, and the sound.
I think that's a matter of what you're used to. I think I put the plus and the min here. And then the P in the middle and the sound there.
Something
new? Almost.
Right.
Yeah, I think when you're holding it, you could press the minus and the plus, and with the other finger, then you push.
Yeah, I think you're going to go to lose it with one thumb.
Yeah, but I think, yeah, I don't know. Perhaps I have some examples.
Will we have to use usability engineering there?
What's usability engineering?
That's me. I'm going to look if I've got some examples. Because perhaps you should choose what's most often used.
Consistency.
Yeah.
Oh, I have that. Those.
Here's.
I don't
really know.
Channel selection. Per hour 168. Volume selection 4.
Yeah, but I mean, if it's usually plus or min above each other or next to each other, I don't know.
How much, not how often it's used, but.
What
you
do?
Depends on the remote.
Looking in there, here it's below, here also, and here's next to each other. I think it's
I think, because I have two televisions, so one is horizontal, one is vertical.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
I think that the volume is usually above each other because you go higher and down, and the page of the program is next to each other because you go further and back.
Sure.
That's how it is usually. Can I look here?
Okay.
Yeah, well, I think we don't have to decide about that now, where we will put the button.
It is user interface.
Yeah. This content is in the actual design. You should know where you move place.
Okay, what?
And the speech, shall we implement that?
Yeah, well, we just heard about the new.
It's easy for the clever user, then it's
Yeah. But then you should also find a place. You could, if you do it like this, you could put it in a corner or something.
Mm.
You can talk into the corner.
A microphone.
Yeah. Well, that's not even necessary. It's like you can make a very sensitive microphone. It makes it possible to you can just put it around underneath it or on the bottom of it.
Yeah,
maybe at the bottom where you can help hold it.
Yeah,
and there's also a microphone.
So
I think that's not very important. Yeah. It doesn't matter where the microphone is.
But you should decide.
Okay. But
I think where it isn't seen most,
indeed. It shouldn't be
inside.
You could put it in a logo of the company.
Well, maybe just
between the bronze to R.
Because I think it should be in an important position where people can see it, because it is the unique idea of our remote, the speech control.
Yeah.
So where do you want to
do it? Or maybe
that doesn't make it any more fancy, because you get to see...
It actually does, because you can find it there.
Yeah, but...
It's a way for you to... So it makes it more fancy, because other remotes don't have it.
Yeah.
But are we talking about the button or about the microphone?
The microphone. There is
because
no button.
Like for a very small thing, you can make it look like it's big, so it's really an important function of the remote.
I think the left under corner should be the plus. Where is it? It isn't most inside.
Okay.
I think.
Put it there. That doesn't
No. I think it doesn't.
Okay.
So, well, time.
Interface time?
Yeah, well, we already discussed
the
supplemental.
I being
on top,
the, like you said, like scroll up next to the remote, isn't that handy? I think it's better to just type that what you'd like to do on the screen. If you want to go back, hit the back button, go back.
Mm.
If you want to choose audio setting, you press audio setting and it goes to that submenu.
Young people do like
So why not? On side.
Or at least, yeah, I don't know if you just scroll. But the menu on changing they like most, and I think you can navigate through the menu greater than you scroll.
I think the scroll is easier if you have a lot of options.
Yes.
But if you don't have a lot of options, then
you have a lot of options. Because when you use, the settings menu, for example, to look up some channels on your television. You should scroll down on a menu, which probably does not fit on your screen.
Yeah, okay, true.
So then it's very handy to scroll down.
Okay.
You make just a rubber, just like on your mouse. Or just put it on the side, and it's easy to use.
And I think I would make it even more fancy because you have an interesting thing on the side. Touch.
It's also different.
Questions about the design or the user interface? Everybody think they can.
Materials clear.
Yeah, what's the standard color?
Is
there a standard color?
No, we have different color.
How many
colors?
You have different colors,
but
you should have a standard color.
I think black
is
standard.
Yeah, black is standard.
But then with a yellow,
dark or something like this color or something.
Just a regular
light color.
Yeah. And then
or silver.
Covers,
I think it's better to silver nowadays.
Silver,
I think you see more silver.
See
like
but
silver.
Still, silver and black are.
Yeah,
well,
silver
is new, but
colors.
Also traditional.
Yeah.
So,
I think you have silver, black, and between those, like, I don't know, five colors between them.
Yeah, what about a yellow thing? I mean,
it's better to
could be ugly, but it's definitely fancy.
Red?
Yeah, that's right.
Green?
But if you use silver,
yeah.
Silver rubber is fancy.
True.
When you use titanium, silver is fancy, but when you use silver rubber, it is fancy. Silver has to shine, and rubber doesn't shine.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when it's made of soft rubber like this.
Yeah, I would think about colors like red, yellow,
yeah,
green, blue.
Yeah, fruity colors.
Yeah.
And the autumn colors, like red and brown. They are dark red and brown.
Maroon, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so. Okay, so that wraps it up. Everybody knows what to do. Well, I wrote it down here. The next meeting is once again in 30 minutes. Here are the individual actions, and especially notice that the industrial designer and the user interface designer are going to work together on a prototype drawing on a smart board, and of course, to all four of us, specific instructions will be emailed by personal coach.
We'll work together. Do we have to stay here, or do we?
Well, I'd say just wait for email and find out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that was what I had to say.
Yeah,
final thoughts from anyone?
No.
No. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
I'll make a new one for you. Okay, well, I'll try to push the minutes on the project forward as soon as possible.
Okay.
Hopefully, faster. Okay, good luck.
Is that a year?
Yeah.
This is smart.